Probably most likely for the Blue Demons. See Christian Summers out on the mat.
We'll see if he goes 195 again. That's where he wrestled this last contest. Nothing at 182. We'll see if the coaches want to give him a match or if they want to take the open points.
And, folks, if you've never been to Moravia to a high school indoors event, come down for a wrestling meet, for a basketball game. It's cozy in here, and it is a ton of fun. There's a wooden ceiling on this Quonset style, kind of like an armory style building.
What are those, one-inch strips?
I believe they are, and it's a laminated ceiling. It bounces every sound off of the floor and back up off of the bleachers, and I can just imagine a home basketball crowd in here.
Oh, buddy,
thumping their
rings.
Feet for their team when the other guy's shooting free throws. I bet it gets loud in here.
It gets loud in here, and I have done some broadcast in here and played in here. The broadcast, you couldn't hear yourself talk over the mic, and that's a challenge as a broadcaster. But I love coming over here, and the people are really nice. Look, Brian Bickle, the AD, he had everything set up before we got here. Had water set out for us and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
They were excited to have us over here tonight.
Good admin staff. My neighbor just up the road, parishioner there with us at St. Patrick's in Georgetown, Kathy Carr. She's a principal down here, so she comes down here every day and does her best to help these Moravia kids learn.
I was talking to Coach Bickle. That's what I refer to. He's a coach the boys basketball team. Also does helps with the football team. But talking to Coach Bickle, said that they use his office during the day at times to host a class. That the number of kids they got coming in is really pushing things to the limit. And I thought that was really a good sign for the health of the school district. They're trying to pass that 1 cent sales tax to take advantage of all those sales tax dollars that go around the state. When they take and pass that 1 cent sales tax, if they do, it's not only the taxes collected here, but all over the state of Iowa, they share on an equal basis per pupil those proceeds. So those dollars come back, not just in what the dollars are raised right here, but to all throughout the state. And it really would help their facilities if they can get
passed.
I'm sure
that the rest of the state would like that because there are a lot of sales tax dollars coming into this district from the resort.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, 182 pounds. Albia does not send a wrestler out.
Well, we got...
That's Sheraton. Sheraton, yeah. We got two mats going here. It's Albia versus Corydon, Wayne of Corydon, on the mat on the west side of the gymnasium. The east side of the gymnasium, it's Moravia, the Mohawks, versus the Sheraton Chargers. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to try to just keep it to the competitive matches, folks, because we got two mats going. And when there's a competitive match going, I'll take care of Sheraton. You want to take care of Albia there, Jason?
Absolutely. I think we're going to do 195. Let's see here. We're going to have 182.
It's like Joe Sager's going to take the mat for
the
Albia Blue Demons.
Is this 182 or one? We'll find out when they go out. But I'll keep this mat going. I'm going to get myself in real trouble.
Looks like Sager's going to get the forfeit.
Yep, there's 182, and Joe Sager gets the six for the Blue Demons on the forefoot. And Dwayne's going to be challenged. They'll have four contested matches here if everyone wrestles four.
It'll be a one-sided match on both mats. The Sheraton Chargers will handily defeat the Moravia Mohawks just based on the number of open weights that the Mohawks have, and it'll be the same thing for the Albia Blue Demons. They will be in charge of
looks
their
like
meet.
Christian Summers is going to come out, and he's going to take on Zach Vanderlip, and they'll line up Christian wrestling up to 195. Christian pummeling at the center of the mat, tries a throw, puts the bear hug in, loses it momentarily, now slips to the backside. If he can hold on and get the takedown here, drop down a little bit, still holding on at the edge of the mat, tries to bring him down, brings down right at the edge of the mat, bring the leg, can't get the takedown right at the edge of the mat. Just have to recognize position there. Christian Summers of Albia taking on Zach Vanderlip, and Joe, we'll bounce back and forth as we go here.
Trevin Nance from Sheraton, he's in a first period 195-pound bout against, looks like, Luke Huff from the Moravia Mohawks.
And Christian now has a takedown going on over here on the outside, gets the trip. Corgan to the backside, works his way around, still fighting, gets the takedown, and is out in front here 2-0, 1:20 to go. And the opening period, a sit-out attempt by Vanderlip, and Summers fights it off.
No score, both wrestlers on their feet over Sheraton versus Moravia. It's Huff versus Nance.
Christian's still out in front. 1 minute, 5 seconds to go opening period, and he's riding on top here on Vanderlip. Breaks him down to the mat and trying to hold on to a takedown lead here as we close out the final minute of this first period.
Still no score. Sheraton versus the Moravia Mohawks. Huff looking over to his coach's bench for a little bit of direction and encouragement. Back on the West mat, Christian Summers doing a good job trying to break down his cord and opponent there, Jason.
Yeah, he's trying to get him broke down to the mat. A sit-out attempt by Vanderlip. Christian breaks him down. 33 seconds to go in opening period. 2-0 Christian Summers. Now a roll attempt by Vanderlip.
And
Christian's got
to
step over. Gets the step over. Now has him on his back. Looked like back points at a pin right there with 23 seconds to go in the opening period. Christian Summers with the pin, the second pin of the night for Christian. And Albie's out in front 12-0 over Wayne.
Nice job by Christian Summers there. His Falcon opponent just tried a side roll there, ill-advised. Yep. Nice job by Christian. Saw he was a little bit out of position. Casted his legs over, got chest-to-chest, and it was a quick pin.
And then we'll move right up to 220, and Tate Van Dyne will step out for Wayne. Will Albie bring out a wrestler? There's really nobody in that 220 weight class. Tim Cole's the only one left.
There was no scoring for Sheraton on their 195-pound match in the first period with Trevin Nance versus Luke Huff. Nance took down in the second period, and Huff with a side roll reversal, he's got Nance on his back.
Got the arm bar worked back now. He's got the head in. If he can roll it over, Joe, he might get the pin here.
Yeah, Nance is in trouble there. It looks like Huff's going to get the pin for the Mohawks with 1:22 to go. Looks like we're going to have a 285-pound match for the Blue Demons.
Well, the Falcons got a 4-foot at 220. Boy, they're still really fighting over there, and gets the pin finally. And the Mohawks get the win over there. That was a nice pin for the Mohawks. All right, Tim Cole underway here at 285. He's taking on Aaron Hornberger, sophomore from Wayne. Cole, a senior, drops down, gets the back leg. He's got a single leg in, but sprawl out there by.
That was a nice shot by Tim Cole. You know, he's a young wrestler, but I give him a lot of credit. I know he's been working with Christian Summers on his work ethic and really getting things going, and sure want to congratulate Christian on a nice job tonight. 12 points for the Blue Demons tonight.
Yeah, it was good for him to get some contest and get some wins and build a little bit of confidence.
Cole with a double leg now, and he is just a little bit high. And, man, he was in there on that double leg good, Jason, but kind of rolled out of it, roly-poly, and a little bit of inexperience there, and he winds up in an Olympic headlock. And with a minute six to go, these 285-pounders don't give up much there. So it'll be a tough fight there. The Sheraton Chargers at 285, excuse me, at 220, looks like they're going to send out Pavel Garbazol against Dylan Conley from Moravia.
Boy, I really like the way Dylan Conley has been wrestling. He's
I like
really
the way
tough.
Tim Cole rolled out of that headlock. He got out of there. He's only down 5-0, and a big boy, anything can happen when
he's
the big boy's
right
there.
He's got that back leg here. He's trying to grab it and bring it in. He's got the single leg, but 30 seconds to go.
Two pins in a row for the Moravia Mohawks. This time it's Dylan Conley at 220. He gets the pin over Pavel Garbazol from Sheraton. So Sheraton, they're going to win that meet based on all the wrestlers that they have compared to the open weights for Moravia. But nice job there by the heavyweights for the Moravia Mohawks getting a win.
Tim Cole gets the reversal, Joe, and now has trimmed the lead down to 5-2 as we expire this first period.
Give Tim Cole the credit.
Job.
Nice job, Tim Coles. Like to see that effort and that action and that constant pressure that you put on there. He got off of his back in an almost desperate situation, able to roll out of it, get to his base, hit that reversal, and narrow this thing 5-2.
Well, I tell you what, I didn't think he was going to be able to get out of that, but found a way. Now he's trailing 5-2 as we open the second period. He'll start from the top position. Hornberger on the big M right in the middle of the circle. Cole breaks him down, puts him right to the mat, now trying to borrow that arm back.
For the Moravia Mohawks, they send out Scott Close at 285 pounds. He wrestles up a weight. his opponent, Jacob Cohen, from the Sheraton Chargers, on the mat for the Chargers. There's no score in the first period there, Jason.
Tim Cole still trailing 5-2 here, 1:30 to go, second period. Still riding on top now. You got it too high, and I get to see let's go and get the escape here at 6-2 over here on my contest. Cole trailing for Albion.
Well, there's a headlock attempt by Cole, and he gets it worked over. He's got the headlock
on the back
in.
This time.
The guy's hips in. He's got the 2 points, and he's going to stick him, Jason. Don't get too high, Tim Coles. Sink your hips. You got all kinds of time. Sink your hips. Don't get too high, Tim Coles. Just settle, sink those hips. Keep
there
that arm.
He sits
back. Now he's got it. There it is.
Yeah, Tim Cole with
Tim
the pin.
Coles.
Nearly pinned himself, and then in the second period gets the pin. A great win for him. That is his first win as a Blue Demon wrestler. Kudos to Tim Cole.
Congratulations to him and his family. That's a big deal. A fun night, the first time you get a win as a varsity wrestler. And the Albion Blue Demons they've broken the ice for Tim Coles, and I'm sure that he's going to be in that lineup a lot more. I like the things that we can see out of him and in the future. We still have no score in the first period over here with the Mohawks and the Chargers at 2:85. Close from the Mohawks, Cohen from the Chargers. No score as we expire the first period, and looks like we'll be out of bounds with 1.6 seconds to go. Both wrestlers in the neutral position. And a whole lot of nothing going on over here for the Blue Demons.
A whole lot of walking out and taking points.
The Falcons do not have a wrestler until 152 pounds. So you'll see a procession of Blue Demon wrestlers receiving their forfeits, including just now Shadow Leshen. Bob Belzer will go out there. He'll collect 6 points for the Blue Demons. Bryce Leshen, he will follow suit. Then Caleb White. Then Hugh Sinclair. And then we'll have a contested match at 152 pounds. And set that one up.
Well,
course.
Over here, Moravia is looking for a third straight pin.
Three consecutive pins.
Wow, that's
pins
tremendous.
For the Mohawks.
Congratulations, Mohawk Nation. Congratulations, Coach Denny Whitlow and Scott Closer.
High fives all the way around over here
stuff.
On the home side of the Mohawk Gymnasium. They've just knocked 18 points onto the board for their Mohawks.
A lot of open spots.
They got a lot of open spots, but they're going to score a bunch of points while they can.
We're going to be down. Albion's going to be down 48-6 when we come to our finally to get that. Up 48-6.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to 152, and it'll be, I believe, they'll bring out Hugh Sinclair or Blake. Well, it'll be Hugh Sinclair or Blake Lawless.
Looks like it's going to be Blake Lawless. Hugh's checking in at 145 right in front of us here, Jason.
Boy, they had two of the better matches of all night. To you and Blake, back-to-back. And they were must-wins. If Albion wanted to have a chance there at the end, they were must-wins, and they came through big time for the Blue Demons.
Yep. Briar Cochran takes the mat for the Mohawks at 106 pound. He is going to try to extend the string of three straight pins for the Mohawk wrestlers. His 106-pound opponent for the Sheraton Chargers is Brock Johnson. A couple of wiry guys out there on the mat at 106 pounds on the east side. And the last contested match for the Blue Demons and the Wayne Falcons.
Blake Lawless and looks like Blade Baker.
Blade Baker.
Freshman on freshman. And Blake's had three straight seniors he's had to wrestle. And he gets a final.
Oh, he's got the underhook, and he's got inside position. He's got inside position. Watch the throw right here, Jason. Blake's going to get his hips under him, and he just needs to work him back to the center of the mat. He's got inside. There it is. Come on, Blake, keep him in. Oh, Blake couldn't quite keep him on bounds. And give Blake Baker some credit there. He knew that he was in trouble and just tried to lower his hips, and get out of bounds, and that's what he did.
Right back in the center of the mat. Here's a single leg shot by Blake Lawless, fought off by... Well, I'll tell you what, the Mohawks are really going at it on their mat.
Briar Cochran with a real nice duck under against Brock Johnson. And the Mohawks are ahead 2-0 with a minute to go, resetting after going out of bounds.
Blake Lawless has no score over here. Baker and Lawless going at it.
Cochran from Moravia cuts Johnson from Sheraton and then takes him down with a duck under.
No score here. Blake Lawless and Blade Baker now here. Single leg drop down, but fought off and out of bounds. They go back to the center mat. Now, back on your contest.
I've got to tell you guys, the fourth pin in a row is imminent at 106 pounds. There it is. The Moravia Mohawks.
Four straight pins.
Four consecutive pins. They've also got four consecutive opens. Then there'll be a match, and then there'll be three consecutive opens. But the Mohawks have really opened it up. They've gotten four consecutive pins against the Sheraton Chargers.
Well, here was a headlock put in by Baker. He gets the takedown on Lawless, and Lawless is on his back, and back points are being awarded. A little bit of a surprising move there. Blake got caught with that headlock, and Blake in trouble here with 30 seconds to go. He's got to fight off being pinned here.
Well, we saw Brett Lashen fight his way off his back for a long period in the
second
period.
Here.
Lawless needs to get his arm through, let go of that leg, let go of that head, and just work at getting his base. And look at him go. Look at him go. He's working real hard at it. And he won't get pinned right there because his opponent has got his arm underneath of his shoulder. So there's no way he can get pinned there with 7 seconds to go. Blake just needs to hang on here
and go to the second period. You see him
and really a good job by Blake holding on there.
That's tough. Boy, that was a tough move there by Baker and a heck of a fight there by Blake Lawless to keep from giving up that pin.
Well, that was a real exciting first period there. 5-0 the score. That one big move there by Blade Baker and Blake Lawless. He's going to take the down position to start this second period. He's in a five-point hole, but I like his chances, Jason.
Yeah, I do, too. That was just one move, and give credit where credit's due. Baker with a headlock that got Blake on his back. He'll start in the down position. Underway here, second period. Blake Lawless trailing by five. Gets the stand up, trying to separate the hands.
Now, that's stalling right there. That's stalling. When the wrestler stands up and it's more than 5 seconds before he gets taken down, that is stalling. But Blake's going to go ahead and turn that into a two-point reversal. Nope. They go out of bounds with just 1 point escape. 5-1 score.
That's the second time tonight we've seen that exaggerated stand-up period.
Yeah, 5 seconds all you get, and that was closer to 10 or 12. Well,
they give
19
the,
seconds to get out of bounds. Well, here we go. They're on their feet. 5-1 the score. Blake Lawless trails Baker. He's in on an ankle pick. Can he drag him back in?
Oh! Dang, on.
Well, they're out of bounds is what they're calling it.
That was a hard one to call. Lawless was clearly in all by himself. Here we go. They'll meet back at center. Matt pummeling. Lawless trying to get some leverage. Baker drops down the level, but Lawless still on the headlock. Now drops.
Oh, there's a dresser dump by Lawless. He doesn't quite get into his back, but he gets a two-point takedown. And there's finally the call.
Yeah, it took him a while to indicate.
Lawless with the deep waist ride in now. Tripod stance by Bear. Baker. Blade Baker. You got Blade Baker and Blake Lawless. Yeah, a little bit of a bee tongue twister. Spencer Stufflebeam from Moravia Mohawks. He's up 3-2 over his 138 opponent, Tyler Nance for Sheraton.
Should be 5-3, and they're getting worked out. Yep, they got the scoreboard finally fixed right. 5-3. Blake Lawless trailing 1 minute to go here in the second period. They're at the center of the mat. Lawless with the trip attempt.
Baker, he's got that underneath position. He's going for that ankle pick and out of bounds. And I really like what I see out of Blake Lawless right now. You know, he fought that minute off of his back and came back. He was fired up and fighting. And there he is in the center of the mat tying up, looking for an ankle pick. He's putting the pressure on. He's backing his opponent, Blade Baker, up. And he's backed him clear off the mat twice. No stall call yet, but wouldn't be surprised at this 5-3 junction. 35 seconds to go in the second period. If Blake Lawless there's the official saying, mix it up, guys, mix it up.
Blake's the aggressor and bringing the pressure. Here's a double leg in deep is Lawless.
And
steps
he's
through.
Got that double leg. He needs to switch off to a single with his head to the inside. There's 17 seconds to go. He just needs to get out. There he is. Yep. He's coming out the backside.
Standard control.
10 seconds to go. He just needs to get his head out, Jason. There it is. Yep. There's two. There it is. That makes the score 5-5. And Blake Lawless with a five-point second period ties this thing up with an escape and two takedowns.
Excellent comeback here by Blake Lawless. And he was in a position, Joe, earlier after that headlock that nearly could have given up the pin, probably should have with about 40 seconds to go. But Blake fought it off from the bottom and now finds himself tied going into the third period.
A little bit of confusion at the scorer's table now. Over here at 138 pounds, Moravia versus Sheraton. We've got a matchup. Looks like it's 4-2. Stufflebeam over That would be Tyler Nance from the Sheraton Chargers. And I believe that's the score, right? Neither wrestler has a leg band on, Jason. It's kind of hard to see who's red, who's green when neither wrestler has the leg band
on. That's a very good point.
It's pretty easy. The scoreboard, always the left side of the scoreboard is the green banded wrestler, and the right side is the red banded wrestler. So whoever's red is ahead.
Well, Steffelbeam went with the Blue Demons out to that Nebraska clinic during the summer. Here's a shot by Baker to open up the third period.
Lawless, it looks like they're calling it 7-5 now. 7-5 is the score, so Lawless is still down by two. Oh, there's an inside cradle for Lawless. He didn't quite get it locked up. That's 9-5 now, but there's a lot of time left, folks, and Blake Baker looks tired to me. 9-5. Blake Lawless working to get out. He hits a switch. He hits a stand-up switch. Baker tries to put the leg in. He's very high. Blake Lawless, with a minute and 30 to go, trailing 9-5 here at 152 pounds, stands up. And there is that prolonged. There's a locking hands he missed.
Yes, missed it.
So Mr. Red, Mr. Green, just missing a couple things. And right there is another one of them. And you just hate to see this prolonged. Right now,
that should be
Blake Lawless is standing up, and that should be a stalling call. Because
he's
going to
turn around.
Long.
He's going to try to get the reversal here.
He's Lawless got the stand-up switch work, and that makes it 9-7 with a minute to go. There's the 2 points. There's the 2 points. So it's 9-7.
He's going to cut him. He does so. Now Blake's going to have to score quickly.
Barnburner going over here on the other mat. Tenzer Steffelbeam is tied with his opponent, Nance. And we're going to have a third period tie. Going to the third period, 4-4. Steffelbeam and Nance, 138, Sheraton versus Moravia.
Blake Lawless will meet back up the center of the mat. He's trailing by three here, 42 seconds to go.
Escape there for Baker. Boy, the pressure put on there by Blake Lawless.
Absolutely.
Jason.
He's going to have to get a takedown. He's got a couple of takedowns here quick. Getting some coaching from the sideline. He goes in for a single leg. He's got the single leg, but in a little bit too deep. A sprawl out there by Baker. Good headlock put on Baker. And Lawless trying to get out of it, gets that to his feet, but he's got 20 seconds to work here. Comes at Baker hard right at the edge of the mat, and they'll push and go off the edge of the mat.
Well, they're just not quite on the edge of the mat, and Blake needs to make something happen. There's only 10 seconds to go.
10 seconds to go. He's going to have to get some separation here, get the angle.
10-7, and with only 4 seconds to go, it looks like that's going to be it for Blake Lawless. He loses a tough one to Blade Baker at 152 pounds for the Wayne Falcons.
That'll be a great learning experience for Blake Lawless. He survived that near pin at the first period.
That was the difference in the match, Jason, the big five-point match. And, boy, we want to thank everybody that's listening in on 96.7 KIIC and the live streaming on KIICradio.com. Sure want to thank all of our sponsors of Blue Demon Wrestling, the sponsors for all the winter sports for the Blue Demons and the Sheraton Chargers. Folks listening in here. We got a great match at 138 between Sheraton and Moravia.
Fantastic.
It's a 4-7 now. Nance just got a 3-point near fall to go ahead 4-7. So it looks like Nance is in charge of that match with 35 seconds to go. Steffelbeam is going to have to get up and get a takedown to tie this thing. And the Albia match is over, Jason.
Yep, the Albia will get the win. I believe 60-12 will be the final Albia over Wayne.
And with 22 seconds to go, Spencer Steffelbeam hits the sit-out. Nance puts the leg in. Nance with the leg in. Steffelbeam with the sit-out. Nance is high with 12 seconds to go. If Steffelbeam can get out the back and get a back point, he'll have it, but he's going
to
run out of time. Nance puts the leg in on both sides. He's got the figure four on the body. He's very, very high, but with no time remaining, it will be a Sheraton win. And Sheraton does go on to win that contest. The Mohawks, I don't know what the exact final score was, but the Mohawks had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 open weights. It was a very strong performance for the upper weights and the 6-pounder and the 13-pounder for the Moravia Mohawks. Four straight pins.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so
we're going to have a brief timeout here as the finish up this Sheraton and Moravia matchup. We're done with the contested matches, and we'll take a quick timeout, come back, set things up. Albia and Moravia will go at it. So, folks, stick around as we get back to more wrestling action on your sports leader, KIC.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery has a gift that fits everyone, a gift card. Don't miss your chance to win a new bow to be drawn for at the end of the 3D League starting in January. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Fall is on its way, and so are some of those cool weather projects. Planning to rebuild that old deck? Planting a new tree? Installing a new mailbox? 811 is the number you should call before you begin any digging project. If you should hit an underground utility line while digging, you can harm yourself, others around you, disrupt service to the neighbors, and potentially be responsible for repair costs and even fines. Don't assume you know what's below. Protect yourself and those around you. Call 811 before you dig. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
And we're back from the Moravia Fieldhouse, and we've got one last match for you. It's Connor Gergerich versus Alex Coyd at 170 pounds on the east mat, and Gergerich with a headlock throw has got Coyd in the bear hug, and with 54 seconds gone in the first period, just like that, he gets the pin. So Gergerich with a couple wins on the night.
He's a tough kid, no doubt about it, put together. And but Moravia, those four nice pins for them. Briar Cochran looks like a kid that could really contest and make a run at state.
I like
that Conley kid, a heck of a competitor.
I like the quality of the wrestling that we saw tonight in the matches that were competed. Really, just a few quick pins, but for the most part, we had some nail biters, folks, going into the third period, especially with that first match between the Sheraton Chargers and the Albia Blue Demons. There were one, two, three, four, five. Five matches that were three-point decisions.
Joe, I don't know if we'll get maybe some JV wrestling here or if we'll go right into our next matches.
I think that the show is over, Jason. I don't know if they're going to have any
more.
Well,
they had three rounds.
We'll have to have
a third matchup.
We'll have to have the third match. That's right. It'll be Albia versus Moravia. And that'll be followed up by Wayne of Cordon versus the old Sheraton Chargers. And what do you think of the Sheraton Chargers? Yeah, they had a pretty good night tonight.
Heck yeah. Real good group of wrestlers, and just the depth they have on their roster, and they got some JV kids, some action in the varsity contest against Moravia. Anytime you got a Harberts on your team and a Pausch, the McCurdy kid, I was real impressed with his effort out there.
McCurdy had a good effort out there. Jordan Bauman at 152.
Yeah, oh, wow.
He put up a heck of a fight against
tough kid
Blake Lawless.
Carter Isley, we haven't got to see him wrestle, and I'm looking forward to that. That kid is he is a freshman phenom, so he's got a big future ahead of him, no doubt about it.
But to recap for you, the Sheraton Chargers are 2-0 on the night. They got past the Albia Blue Demons 33-35 in the opening match. That was a South Central Conference match. And then they had a buzzsaw in the upper weights against the Moravia Mohawks, but the open weights for the Mohawks led to their demise, and it was really a whole bunch to not very many when that match was over. The Albia Blue Demons doing the same thing to the Wayne Falcons. That final score of the Sheraton match was 51-24. Albia takes care of the Wayne Falcons, and the score on that one was
60-12.
So we're going to have a little bit of JV wrestling while the varsity wrestlers catch their air, get a little bit of time in between matches, and we'll send it back for some music and our sponsors, and we should be back in about, 10 minutes, Jason?
10, 15 minutes. We'll be back. We'll take a quick timeout, come right back. I'll try to catch up with one of the coaches and get some interviews to set things up as we go into our third and final duel tonight. You're listening to this sports-exclusive Blue Demon and South Central Conference Wrestling right here on your sports leader, KIC.